Welcome to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast with your host, Troy Izmir. This program is based on the connection between physical health and faith-centered principles. If you take care of your body, you take care of your spirit, you will draw on God's strength to help you get in the best physical and spiritual shape of your life. Now, here is Troy Izmir.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is your host, Troy Izmir, and you're listening to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. And my guest today is Brad Bloom. Brad is the president of Lifestyle Media Group. Lifestyle Media Group develops content to help people make connections between an active lifestyle and the Christian faith. Brands include Faith and Fitness Magazine and Shout Outdoor Lifestyle Magazine. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Hey, thank you, Troy. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I know you've been a guest on my podcast before, and it's great to have you back. And we're going to be talking about a number of things today. But before we get started, I'd really like to hear from my guests a scripture that's on your heart. And if you want to share that with my audience, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah. You know, one of the Bible verses that really speaks to me is James 5. Asks, are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and anoint you. Make this your common practice. It goes on to say, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. It just finishes up by saying, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, don't write them off. Go after them, get them back, and you will have rescued precious lives from destruction and prevented an epidemic of wandering away from God. I think that's just a really powerful verse for today when we see our culture just so strangling, if you will, for life.
Yeah, it's a great way to open up the show, and the power of prayer is amazing. And just with everything that's going on in the world, like you said, in the earthquakes and the hurricanes and just a lot of hate out there. So prayer is powerful. So what a great way to open up the show. And I know you've been the editor and founder of Faith and Fitness Magazine. For my listeners that don't know a whole lot about it, I'd love for you to just kind of give an update on what Faith and Fitness Magazine is all about.
Yeah, you know, coming up here on Thanksgiving Day will be the beginning of our 15th year. We actually launched on Thanksgiving Day back in 2003. And ever since then, as a bi-monthly online magazine, we've been delivering free content, to really help encourage people to, see how the Christian faith connects with the fit lifestyle. I'm excited to really be able to report to you, Troy, and your listeners that back then there wasn't as much going on, and today there's a lot going on. So this is more than just a trend. It's something that's well in place, and I think a great way that God's moving in the church and throughout the world.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations, 15 years. I've only been in this space probably for about the last 3 years, and I remember just last year going to the Redefine conference, which we're going to be getting into here in a second, and I shared this with you previously, that when I was sitting at that conference, it just confirmed to me that I was in the right space. I never felt more alive, and now I'm going into doing this full-time through my podcast, writing a book, blogging, and in my fitness ministry, so I want to thank you for being somebody who's a trailblazer in the faith and fitness area in 15 years of doing this. Great work.
Well, thank you, Troy. And you know, your presence at last year's conference and just how God has really developed and grown things over the course of, you know, less than a year. To me, it's just testimony. It's testament to the fact that there's a lot of people out there that are in the fitness industry, they're in the profession of doing fitness, or they're in the church, and they're really pursuing ways to serve God by bringing these two things together. So everything we do at Faith and Fitness Magazine is really just to support the many people out there and the many ministries going on to do it, to grow it, and to do it with excellence.
That's great. So let's go ahead and jump into the Redefine Conference. I'm honored to be a presenter there and really want to hear more about all the specifics of the Redefine Conference, who it's for, what are the presentations, what are the dates, and how people can sign up. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, Brad, and you know, let's talk about that Redefine Conference and really get into that.
Sure. So first of all, let me just preface it all by saying anyone that wants to have it there in front of them can simply go to faithandfitness.net. That's the web address for the magazine, faithandfitness.net / and then the word redefined. And once they do that, they'll go to the Redefined website where they can get all the information. So the conference that you and I are talking about, Troy, the one that you're going to be attending, is our national Redefined Conference. This is actually the third year for us to do it. And we refer to it as a national Redefined Conference because during 2017, we did some local Redefined conferences around the country. And we are looking forward to being able to bring more of those to communities throughout North America in 2018. But the national conference, it's really a neat story. Do you mind if I share it with you briefly?
Yeah, please. I'd love to hear it.
Back 3 years ago, I had been contacted by a CBS affiliate in Dallas, Texas, that was doing a story on faith-based fitness. And they'd found the magazine and contacted me and wanted to do an interview. So we made arrangements for me to go into a local CBS station near where I live. We recorded the segment, and later I assumed it was for just a Dallas broadcast. Turned out it was for the CBS morning show, and the morning that it aired, a person that was on staff with the Athletic Business Magazine, an athletic business show, was out in California at his hotel room getting ready for IHRSA, International Health Racket Sports Association's conference. And he so happened to see the segment, got on the phone with his people and said, hey, we need to do something for this segment of our, of the fitness industry. And from that, we were able to get started in doing this conference. What's so exciting, Troy, about this is we do an exclusively Christian-focused conference co-located at a major national fitness industry conference. So I don't think I'm extremely confident that there's no other connection like that happening out there where a Christian clearly Christian sessions are being presented right during a major national conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And I know you've been working really hard on this and growing this and putting a lot of your efforts in this. And I know God is blessing it and helping so many people through this faith and fitness movement. And I know you talked about, fitness today is much more than exercise and diet, and it's really about growing spiritually. So,
yes.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. How does that look? And, as people that are in the fitness ministry, what can they expect when they come to the Redefine Conference?
Sure. So, the past 2 years we did it, 2015 was in New Orleans, and then last year, 2016, was in Orlando. We've had some really phenomenal presenters, people like Debbie Brown from Houston's First Baptist did presentations. Incidentally, she will not be there this year just because of the hurricane that happened. Their church is so involved in the restoration activities going on out there. Michelle Spatafora from Faithfully Fit. We've got some people that are returning this year to the conference, but a lot of new ones. And I think the big thing that anybody is going to get that attends this conference is a real strong understanding of how the faith can play a very important role in their fitness business. So this is different than a consumer type of event where people that are just, you know, they like exercising, but really don't have, you know, they're a teacher or they're marketing professional or whatever it might be. They may not find this conference as relevant as somebody that is in the fitness industry. That being said, Troy, we've had people from the healthcare industry, personal trainers, entrepreneurs, and college students. So a wide range of people that do have come to the conference. And most of them, again, they're wanting to better understand how they can make connections between the Christian faith and the profession, the vocational activity mm-hmm. that they do.
Yeah, and that's really what I learned last year, and I look forward to learning a lot more about that and how do we incorporate our faith into the fitness and how does that look and how do we help people to grow spiritually while getting fit and creating that community aspect. And that's where, you know, coming to see and hear people that have this passion is so important. And I know for me, I kind of felt like I was kind of out there on an island doing this myself, trying to figure it out. How does this work? I came up with the Divine Wellness Academy, like I said, probably 3 years ago, and it's still evolving. And but then to see, wow, there actually is a community of professionals out there that are doing this, and
yeah.
Develop a friendship that I met with somebody that spoke at the conference last year, and we're actually working on a book together now. So to me, it's about building relationships with other people that have this passion.
Yeah, and that may very well be the single biggest takeaway that a lot of people get, although we just deliver a massive amount of instruction and ideas and content and resources. It's that networking. It's that ability to be encouraged, to be able to ask questions, to be talking, you know, apples to apples with people, and to get just that momentum into the new year because you got together with other people that are focused on mm-hmm. wanting to do the same thing that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, like I said, that's probably one of the most important things. So, Brad, I'd love to just, you know, give a highlight of some of the presentations. You know, you don't have to go over all of them, but if you want to just give a highlight of a few of the presentations and what people can expect when they go there and know what they're going to be learning about.
So Wednesday, November 8th, will be the beginning of our Redefined Conference. And again, we're co-located at the Athletic Business Show. So the first 2 days, November 8 and 9, are our conference where we'll do a total of 9 sessions. And on the second day, the Athletic Business Show Expo opens up, and then the Athletic Business Show continues on for the Friday and Saturday, 10 and 11. And we'll talk about here in a minute just how people can go about registering for that and choose the options best for them. But essentially, Wednesday morning, November 8, not all that terribly early, 9 a.m. In fact, for some personal trainers that are up at 5, it may be relatively late. But we started out with me. A session titled Redefining How You Do Fitness, and it really will just be a good introduction. What I find is, Troy, is that it's good to get things started by just really sort of defining the foundation, helping people, you know, realize that they can ask questions, get ideas, and start to build strategies. So that first session just really sort of introduces it all and lays the foundation. What I like to do then, what we did last year, you probably remember this, and what we're doing again this year, is we immediately after that go into a networking break. And it's just, we don't just make a short little 5-minute break. This is a good half hour for people, everybody there, just to start to talk to each other. So we want to immediately give everybody the opportunity to, instead of focusing on what, to focus on who.
Hmm. great.
So then when we finish that up, the second session of the day is Chad Garman. He is the Executive Director of Christian Initiatives and Community Partnership at the YMCA of Central Florida. And interestingly enough, just about 2 weeks later, I believe, an organization called the U.S. Mission Network, which is part of, which is a network of YMCA leaders, will be meeting in Nashville, Tennessee for their national conference. So a lot of people don't realize, but in fact, there really is a tremendous uptick and concentrated effort to bring Christian values and perspective and to really focus on the mission of what the Y originally started out. So we're seeing a wonderful resurgence. And Chad will be doing a session titled Making Mission Count. He'll not only talk about what the agenda is for the U.S. Mission Network and all of the Y leaders throughout the country, what they're accomplishing by coming together, but he'll also talk about the Central Florida YMCA and some of the faith initiatives that they're doing. And I think it's just, if nothing else, certainly there'll be a lot from his session, but if nothing else, people will go away from that realizing that organizations that have been around for a long time, organizations that are absolutely huge, can still, with some commitment and effort of people on their in their staff and leadership, can really take faith and make it an effective part of the overall organization's mission.
Would you like to have more energy, be in peak physical, emotional, and spiritual health, and live a life that honors God? The Divine Wellness Academy 10-week online video course is now available at troyismere.com. The Divine Wellness Academy online course is a biblically based fitness program that will help you discover the connection between your physical and spiritual health. You'll learn how to be intentional with your health, eat the way God intended, use motion as devotion, manage stress, and look, feel, and perform better than ever before. Go to troyismere.com. That's troyismire.com and enter the promo code DIVINE in all caps to receive a 20% discount. For any questions, contact Troy at troy@troyismere.com.
Yeah, that's great. I actually know Chad, and I'm looking forward to seeing him and hearing his talk. I know it'll be very powerful.
So that'll take us up to lunch on Wednesday. It's for some, they might see it as a relatively short day so far, but I think it's going to go really quick. We'll allow a generous amount of time for lunch and then come back with a guy that I believe you know, Scott Roberts. He is the Department Chair of Kinesiology at William Jessup University out in California, Sacramento area. And his session, session number 3, will be focusing on delivering an outrageous customer experience, or CX as it's often called.
Awesome.
What is really exciting about the work that we've been doing with Scott over the past year is that he is really helping to lead the way among Christian universities throughout the country to really start to help the leadership of those universities consider that there's a better way, if you will, the potential to shape the degrees so that we're not just graduating. These universities aren't just graduating students with really solid kinesiology, healthcare, wellness, knowledge, and degrees, but they also equally have the capacity to do ministry. What we typically see a lot in these universities is that it's either or. So they're either a professional in the fitness industry, wellness industry, or they're a pastor or a missionary. What we're really seeing here is a bridge between those two, and the potential for that long term is tremendous, because what you'll see when we go to when you're at the Redefine conference is there's a lot of fitness businesses there, and when we say, hey, the potential to do this type of programming, this type of ministry at your gym is really dynamic to grow your business. And they go, yeah, okay, well, who do we hire? So that then gets back to the universities, and we really are excited to say that I think, you know, in the coming years, you're going to see more graduates from universities that have that blended, solidly blended degree. But Scott's session is going to be on delivering outrageous customer experience, and he's really going to help you, everybody that's there, every professional, to start to consider and realize and explore ways to do business well, to respond to what the customers are looking for. And this is really pivotal for a lot of people. I think you heard us, you know, make some mention of this last year, Troy, in that the truth is there's a lot of people that are have memberships at gyms that want something more than just a good workout. They want to do more than just lose weight or look beautiful. They've got deeper spiritual needs. And so when we as professionals in the fitness industry address those spiritual needs, the end result is that they go back home. They go out to where they work, into their communities, and they say, wow, you know, I've been to gyms, a lot of different gyms over my life, but let me tell you about the one that really met my spiritual needs, that really made a difference in my life. And that's delivering outrageous customer experience.
Wow. Yeah, exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be, I know, a powerful couple of days. I'm really looking forward to it.
Then in the current issue, I should say in the August-September issue of Faith and Fitness magazine, on the cover we featured Nathan Ballantyne. He's called Man in Overalls, and he'll be doing session 4, which is a focus on food to grow reputation and community. Now, let me ask you, Troy, how many gyms have you worked at where they said, and, you know, it doesn't really matter how much we work out. If you don't have a good diet, it's not going to really matter much.
Yeah, I heard diet is pretty important for our health.
Yeah. So, but here's the unfortunate thing. The vast majority of those gyms pretty much just give it lip service. They say that. They know that's the case. They know that's the truth. But they're just there to help you work out, quite honestly. And so this session that Nathan is going to be leading really is what you're going to see, a continuing commitment from Faith and Fitness magazine to say, hey, we can do more than just do exercise programs, to do group exercise, to do personal training. We can really start to bring in other professionals and do other programming that makes food a huge part of the whole fitness experience. And so instead of making, you know, I'll give you one of my biggest indictments against the Christian initiatives of health and wellness, and that is, okay, they all come up with a let's see how much weight we can lose campaign. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and there's some really great programs, and a lot of people have lost a lot of weight, and that's awesome. But you know what, Troy? There's a whole lot more, and most people know food tastes really good, and it's really good. And so what we want to do with this session that Nathan's going to be presenting is to help fitness professionals pivot to change the way that they start to present food to their members. Instead of it being, let's make this bitter pill as doable as possible, change it to, hey, you know what? You like food? I like food. Let's figure out some ways to really celebrate what food is. And you know what that really is? That all goes back to a God mentality. God created all this food for us. And when we do it right, it's amazing. It tastes absolutely phenomenal. It is super healthy for us. And so what we want to do is really start to give our fitness professionals the opportunity to focus on food, to grow their reputation, and to strengthen their community.
Love it. Yeah. Can't wait. definitely food is meant to taste good, and we have taste buds for a reason, and God gave us the ability to taste food. And I think looking at it from that perspective can really make a shift, because usually it's coming from a place of deprivation, and we know that never works. So I love to come from a place of, you know, God gave us all this wonderful food. Let's enjoy it and learn how to nourish our bodies and enjoy food at the same time.
Well, I'm afraid I'm blabbing on a little long here, so let me try to go through the rest of these sessions.
Probably about 5 more minutes. I want to make sure you get to all those sessions. So we got about 5 more minutes.
And then offer people, you know, all the information they need so that they can get registered for this. So, Brianne Christopher will be doing a session on Create Strong Online Impact. And I can only tell you that everybody has websites. Nobody's really using them or their social media as effective as they could. So Brianne's session is really going to be powerful. She is the founder of Purpose Fit. After that, I'll finish up our first day with session 6, Resources to Redefine Fitness. Troy, if all goes well, I'm hoping to be able to give away some new fitness resources to people, everybody that attends. But we'll certainly be highlighting a lot, and maybe even some licensing opportunities for people that are looking to, you know, actually open one of the branded Christian fitness facilities that are out on the marketplace today. But it's not all over after that session. At 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, we're doing a farm to fork dinner at the Oxum Market Cafe. That's at a YMCA just a few miles from the convention center. It's going to be some amazing food. You'll have your choice between vegetarian or farm-raised salmon. And the neat thing about this is it reinforces our session earlier in the day on food. It's a Christian-owned business, and it's uniquely positioned in an actual fitness facility. The next day, November 9, starts with a guy that I think is going to just deliver a really awesome session. That's you, Troy. And it's titled, How Redefining Fitness Impacts Lives. You want to tell the people a bit about what that's going to be about?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be presenting. It's an honor to be a part of this and to be able to share this. So it's really about how redefining fitness impacts lives, how people are making changes by asking God to help them make the changes. So growing spiritually through this process is really what it's all about. Yes, you get fit in the meantime, but I'm going to be sharing some testimonials and success stories about how people, when they actually turn some of their challenges over to God, how it changes their lives in all aspects, in mind, body, and spirit. So that's what I'll be presenting on.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear everyone that you're bringing. I know you've got some exciting stories of really lives that are transformed. So I'm looking forward to that, Troy. After your session, Amy Sotis, the founder of Luminaries Fitness Retreats, is going to really help people understand how fitness retreats help their existing members reboot, and for gyms to be able to, or fitness businesses and ministries to be able to reach out to new people. A lot of times people think fitness retreats are all just are an extremely rare thing to do, and they have to be long distance. There's all kinds of fitness retreats, and I think after this session, everybody's going to really, that comes to our conference, that the professional is really going to start to consider how they can do fitness retreats more regularly and really make that a dynamic part of not only growing their business, but doing ministry. After Amy, session 9, our last session, is titled Beyond Inclusion, Creating an Inviting and Belonging Community. Josh and Heather Pennington, they're the co-directors of Lift Disability in Missouri, will be presenting that session. Josh is in a wheelchair, and the two of them together will especially focus on reaching out to those who have disabilities. This is a real big passion of mine, Troy, because when I first started working in the fitness industry, I worked out at a gym, and there were tons of people with disabilities, all kinds. And it really, that gym did just an excellent job of really helping people to embrace it as a celebration, not just, okay, I'm going to put up with you, I'm going to accept you, but I want to be with you. And it's not just physical disabilities, it's people of different color, it's people of different socioeconomic statuses, people that don't think exactly like you. We really want to, with this session, start to really help our fitness professionals realize that an inclusive environment at the gym is exactly the way God can reach out to their community. So anyway, after that, the expo will open. We'll have a booth at the expo hall for both Thursday and Friday. And, you know, just a real quick summary to check out the website. This is going to be, I'm looking forward to it, Troy. I'll tell you, there's no other time where you can get together with Christian fitness professionals like this and other fitness professionals and imagine what the future can be. And
absolutely.
You know, our slogan for this conference is simply redefine how you do fitness.
Yeah, that's great. So I want to encourage people to go sign up at faithandfitness.net, the Redefine Conference, and it's life-changing, and you'll be inspired, you'll learn a lot, you'll meet wonderful people that are in this space, and you'll be able to go back into your community and really make an impact. So, Brad, I want to really thank you for your time, all you're doing in this faith and fitness space. And you're very much an inspiration to me.
Well, thanks, Troy. Hey, and let me just mention, there's two ways to register for the conference. People can do the two-day redefined conference only, November 8 and 9, or they can register for all 4 days, November 8 and 9, redefined 10 and 11 athletic business show. If they choose to do all 4 days, they want to be sure to use the promo code FAITH to really get that significant discount. It's actually more affordable to do our conference with the Athletic Business Show than it is to just do the Athletic Business Show alone. So looking forward to seeing a bunch of people there and to really launching into 2018 by helping people redefine how they do fitness.
Sounds great. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate your time, and I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Everybody, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Wellness Academy podcast. We're building a movement with faith and fitness, and we're just getting started. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave a helpful review on iTunes, because it really helps the podcast grow so we can impact even more people around the world who need this. This is all about being at your best in mind, body, and spirit. Go to TroyIsmir.com. That's Troy, ISMIR.com. To learn more about the Divine Wellness Academy, Troy Izmir is the founder of the Divine Wellness Academy and can be reached at troy@troyizmir.com. Thank you for being a faithful listener. Until we talk again, keep your spirit and your body aligned, just as God wants you to.